Okay, this is Sunday morning, 11:05:22. This morning, while getting ready, the Lord began to speak to me, and it kind of goes along with what Danny had. I think that a lot of the problem of the church today is this, is that the church got into traditions of men. You know, there's still people living in the charismatic movement. There's still people living in the faith movement. But the Lord said that, what if I don't get so set in things that whenever I tell you to move, you don't move? In other words, kind of like, be fast, be quick to obey. The reason that a lot of the old guard are going the way they are is because they have finished their course in some respects. In other respects, just like Jesus dealt with the Pharisees, he couldn't get them to accept the new wine into their old wineskin. But if you're constantly moving with God, and when he changes, I don't care if it's the opposite direction, you best be turning yourself around and you best be heading in that direction. And see, this is what keeps us fresh. It keeps us from getting into error. It keeps us from getting stagnant. And yesterday he gave me this little, it's partly a psalm and partly a word.
What's the title?
Pull aside and look inside. It's a psalm because it's kind of rhymey. So, pull aside and look inside. Just a minute. Pull aside and look inside for everything you need. For I've left you the helper to show you the answer for all the things you seek. See, when God moved out of the box, he moved inside men. There's no more outside of the box for counsel. There is no temple in Israel that we go to. Everything that was outside moved to the inside. God moved out of the box into the hearts of men. We are his dwelling place. People are so geared to the outward. That's why I get on my soapbox about the Jew junk. Because it's trying to bring men back over into ordinances. The handwriting of ordinances that was against us. He nailed it to his cross. How dare you? That's the way I feel. That's the same way, you know, Paul said to Peter, how dare you try to bring on the Gentiles what you couldn't even do yourself? We couldn't do as Jews. You're trying to put it on them? Who do you think you are? Inside of you, all the wisdom of God is there. So why go to the world? It cannot compare. I did a complete work when I went to the cross. I bought back Father's plan for man and gave back all that was lost. Everything man lost in the fall, Jesus restored at the cross. As you learn to walk this way, resources will become available to cause you to be victorious all the rest of your days. If you learn to tap into this and nothing else, don't listen to the experts. Don't listen to the news. Listen inside of you. Because he has been made unto you wisdom. All the secrets, all that God is all inside of you. Just sitting, waiting to be revealed as you tap into your source. They talk about source creator. They ain't got a clue what they're talking about. They're talking about, you know, somewhere up here, somewhere out there. Source creator. No, source creator. I've allowed these things to come into your life, not because I want you to suffer, but because I want you to solve these problems. And he wants you to look from the inside out and stop looking from the outside in. There's your problem. When you turn aside and look inside, you will get what you need. How could you ever learn these things if I did not allow you to experience things? You're conditioned to go into the world system for everything but my children. I hold the keys and the answers that you seek. The world does not. It did. I did it this way, and I said for you to follow in my footsteps. As you practice this, you will indeed walk the way I walked. I did not go to the world, but I pulled aside and looked inside, and the Holy Spirit led me to do all the mighty works that I did. You will do mightier works than me. When you pull aside and look inside.
Is that all of that?
Mm-hmm.